are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We're answering your starts and sits live on the show and going over Thursday night football. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Man, what a crazy Thursday night football game. How about the upset week one? Lions taking out the Chiefs, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I just want to point out that your boy called that one. You had the Chiefs taking that win, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did say that it was going to be a knockdown, drag out, dirty. You know, the Lions would put on way more of a show than people thought. And that part was right. But the actual victory went to the Lions and... great for them, man. It's impressive. You know, Mahomes really wasn't on his game, but like we've talked about before, they didn't have Kelce, and that is the golden ticket for Kansas City. You know, Mahomes without Tyreek, we already said, you know, he can obviously manage without him, but without Tyreek and Kelce, there's just not enough to go around.
That's right. That's right. And I know college football is on right now, guys, but we are answering your starts and sits. Any lineup questions that you have, throw them in the comment section and we'll get to them right here live on the show. But before we get into all that, we got a new partner here with Fourth and Flex, and that is Thrive Fantasy.
Experience a new way to play daily fantasy sports and esports on Thrive Fantasy. Thrive's game concept revolves around player props, which are simple over-unders on player stats. Here's how to play. Choose your lineup of over-unders for top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. Each prop has a fantasy point total based on how likely it is to hit. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points and win a share of the prize pool. There are contests for traditional sports including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, and cricket, along with esports titles CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, Valorant, and more coming soon. Visit the prop lobby and build your entry of 2, 3, or 4 player predictions. Thrive Fantasy offers the best multipliers compared to the competition. Choose correctly, and you could win big. Thrive has awarded over $6 million in cash. Come and prop up today.
That's right, guys. Thrive Fantasy. Check them out. You can use our promo code 4thandflex. They're going to match your deposit for $250, up to $250. You've heard all these guys matching up to $100. Look, these guys are matching $250. They're doing awesome things. I love it, Trey.
Yeah, man, they're giving away free bets. Like right now, they have Saquon Barkley over 0.5 rushing yards. I mean, that's a free bet. You drop that, you know that's going to hit. So go in there, deposit a minimum of $25, use promo code 4thandflex, and get you some free money, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's also a link down in the description. You can use that also. But we got Tommy popping on. What's up, dudes? What's up, Tommy? What's happening, buddy? You got some starts and sits? I know you got a million of them, bro. Send them to us, man. We're going to help you out. And John Mobbs over on Facebook. Oh, hell yeah. What's happening, buddy? Good to see you, man. Thanks for popping in. I'm still waiting for old my buddy Matt to pop in here. He said he had to talk some crap about his Chiefs, man. So bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Look, man, while we're waiting for questions, I just want to talk about all Jahmyr Gibbs owners that are freaking out right now. First of all, Jahmyr Gibbs, yes, he only had 7 carries. But all 7 of his carries were valuable carries, and he looked really great out there. You know, Dan Campbell already said they were going to work him into the offense, and this would be a lower carry rate game. And he already said next week he's going to have more, and it'll continue to grow. They just don't want to throw him to the wolves immediately, which is what I like as a player, because when it comes time for playoffs, I want Jahmyr Gibbs to be at his best then, not right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, yeah. I mean, I like what I saw. I know it was only like – 42 yards. I mean, he got a first down if you play in that kind of stuff in your leagues. But it was definitely good what I saw happening there. He was breaking tackles. He was getting those hard yards, angry runs, if you will. I loved it. I loved it, and it gave me hope for Jahmyr Gibbs' future.
And look, man, Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 6 yards per carry, where David Montgomery only averaged 3.5. So, I mean, yes, David Montgomery had 21 to Gibbs' 7 carries. David Montgomery was just the dude that they were using to fill Gibbs' later spots.
I will say they definitely used Montgomery more than I thought they were going to, man. That's for sure, man.
I think that's just the way the game script kind of went for it. They were like, okay, they can't stop Montgomery. Keep pushing it.
Which was crazy, man. Which was crazy. It was awesome. But we got a question. John Mobb's throwing one out. Super flex. Start 2. Rodgers, Geno, how?
I think that's pretty easy for me. I'm going Rodgers and Geno all day. both of them we know can put up top 10 quarterback numbers. How, we haven't really seen do that. I would just go the safe bet and go Rodgers, Geno.
I would go Rodgers, Howell. I like Howell. I like the weapons he has. Jahan Dotson, Scary Terry, I'm pretty sure he's going to be on the field. I'm going Rodgers, Howell there. I know you say we haven't seen it, but I think Howell outscores Geno.
What is Tommy popping in with? I just seen Mike Evans was traded to KC.
No, he's just trying to hurt me. No, he's just trying to get to me. No.
I'm like, instant alert.
No, he's just messing. He's got to be. Let me hold up. Yeah, he's messing around, bro. No worries.
We got all the notifications, so if it was there, we'd see it.
He's just playing games, bro. Hey, Mr. Bakes-a-Lot, what's good, homies? What's happening, man? I ain't seen you in a minute.
What up?
What's happening? Hey, you got some starts and sits? Any lineup questions? Throw them at us, guys. That's what we're here for. We want to get you ready for tomorrow and get you ready for your games, man. Trey, any injuries that we got going on that we need to worry about for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Watson is ruled out for the game against the Bears. So, to me, I think that's a move for Romeo Doubs to take off, you know. I think that's, we were kind of worried about starting him this week, not really seeing with him in love. But with Christian Watson out, I feel like he's going to gain a lot of targets from that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like Doubs. I have him drafted and just about almost every league because he was so late. The value was too good to pass up. Christian Watson not going to be on the field. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't hear about anything, but hey, it's something.
Yeah, and a couple more guys to pay attention to. Darren Waller listed with a hamstring injury. I know a lot of people drafted him higher than his ADP, so just pay attention to that. George Kittle with his groin injury, still questionable. Monitor that. Trying to think of, there was one more guy that's questionable.
Mark Andrews? Did
you say Mark that? Andrews, yes. Mm-hmm. He's questionable, which he's always questionable, but monitor that as well.
Definitely. Mr. Bakes-a-Lot got one for us. Would you start Osborne, Jaden Reed, or Mingo full PPR, Trey?
I would probably.
I think I like Mingo. I'm putting him on the list. And then Osborne.
Yeah, it's a toss up between Osborne and Mingo, in my opinion. But I think honestly, I would lean Mingo, just because I heard DJ Chark is also questionable. I think to play.
I think he's gonna play, but yeah, he's.
But even if he is playing, he could be banged up, and they could limit his snaps. And I think that's gonna be a really good game. So I like Mingo, honestly.
I do too. It must be a deeper league that he's got these questions about him, I would assume, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Most likely. Yeah. Yeah, man. How about old Tony? Kadarius Tony, man. He couldn't catch anything. Couldn't catch a cold out there, man.
He got one catch for 1 yard. So that's more than Sky Moore got. Everybody's talking crap about Kadarius Tony, but I mean, I guess, the pick six and all that is, and the just butterfingers, but Sky Moore couldn't catch anything out there either. Richie Rice, though, that dude was looking really good, yeah. Man. It was looking like somebody to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely top of the waiver wires this week. Rashee Rice, I heard things about him in the offseason, man, but I mean, it seemed like every time he was open all the time, especially with man coverage, dude, this dude was open and ready. So definitely think about grabbing that guy for sure.
And obviously, Jerick McKinnon didn't do as well as I expected him to. That kind of sucks. But when I watched the game, McKinnon was open constantly. Mahomes just wasn't looking his way. So I'm hoping that changes a little bit more down the stretch. But Isaiah Pacheco had 4 for 31, and he's not normally a receiving type guy. So maybe it was just game script how it went. But I think McKinnon, still keep him on your bench. Don't panic drop him. I think it's going to move on. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire showing up out of nowhere. I mean, he only had one reception for 7 yards, but he had 6 carries. I mean, that kind of sucks for fantasy owners, you know, with like a three-way backfield kind of situation. But, I mean, literally halfway through the summer, I thought that he was like a free agent, and it turns out he was just hanging out on the Chiefs.
No doubt. Facebook user, probably Commissioner Cooper, if I had to guess, says, nicest studio south of the Mason-Dixon.
Definitely, Cooper.
Most definitely. Tommy got one for us, so let's go. Brandon Cooks, Dylan, or Gabriel Davis, flex PPR. What do you think, buddy?
I'm leaning Brandon Cooks, man, just off the top of my head. I know Gabriel Davis, I think, has a bad matchup this week. With the defense and the secondary coverage, AJ Dillon against the Bears, I don't hate, especially with Christian Watson out. But I do think that Brandon Cooks has a really solid week, and so I would probably lean Brandon Cooks. I know you'd probably lead AJ Dillon, right?
I'm thinking more Gabriel Davis, honestly. Wow. I like it against the Jets, Monday Night Football.
I worry about Gabriel Davis, especially in the first game of the year.
Everybody does. Yeah, but I mean, I like Brandon Cooks. AJ Dillon, I don't know. I think he's going to get more work at the start of the season than he did at the start of last season. But Brandon Cooks, there's just too many guys in the backfield that I'd be worried about taking stuff from. Gabriel Davis is at least the number two on his team.
Yeah, I just like week one, whenever I'm doing my week one lineups, I always try to make safe picks. I don't really like, because Gabe Davis to me feels like a risky pick that could pay off. But that's like, to me, I look for those more later in the season. In week one, I just want to get good guys out there that are going to put up points so I can see what my team looks like.
For sure. Makes sense. Guys, if you got a starting sit, if you got a question for us, throw it down in the comments. We're answering them live here on the show. What else you got for us, buddy?
Yeah, man, let's talk about, let me do the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players on Kansas City caught a pass from Mahomes Thursday night, and they still couldn't pull it off because none of them were named Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough without Kelce. Mahomes just seemed like he didn't know what to do with the ball. I mean, we've seen him be like that before, but it seems like he always figured it out. I don't know what was going on, but Mahomes didn't look like himself, and that was different because I actually drafted him this year. It's the first year I've actually got Mahomes on one of my teams, and then he's going to come out like this. Yeah. I'm probably panicking. You know, don't overreact.
Mahomes, just drop him. Everybody, just drop Mahomes. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll get it together, right? Kelce should be back next week, anyways, from what I'm reading.
Definitely. And, you know, Josh Reynolds also, him and Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta is one of those guys that I think is going to be a waiver wire type tight end coming up this week. He'll probably be on our list if I'm making part of it. But Sam LaPorta, 5 catches for 39 yards, averaged almost 8 yards a carry. I mean, he looked decent out there as a tight end that literally is probably not rostered anywhere, outside of maybe somebody reaching and grabbing him Thursday night who had Kelce.
You're probably right, buddy. Yeah, Sam LaPorta, he looked good, man. Like, it seemed like, he almost felt safety blanket-ish mm-hmm. to Jared Goff. Like, yeah. Every time he was looking for somebody, there was dude, man. And the other tight end came out and did a few things, but that was a guy, man. That was the guy.
Yeah, man, I liked it. And Amon-Ra, of course, doing Amon-Ra things. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about it all offseason. I have paraded and paraded Amon-Ra. 6 receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown. Not even, you know, a great game, just a solid one. And I feel like that's his floor as the rest of the season goes.
Yep, I agree. It's just like every time you looked up, Amon-Ra was doing some magic, bro. And I totally called that play, dude. I said a short slant to Amon-Ra for the touchdown. Bam, bam, bam. There it was.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bakes-a-Lot's got one for us. He says, start JSN, Rondale Moore, or Courtland Sutton, full PPR, Trey.
You know, I think it matters if Jerry Jeudy plays, but even if he does, I do like Courtland Sutton this week. It sounds like Jerry Judy's been really struggling with his injury, and he's questionable. I like Courtland Sutton a lot. Rondale Moore is one of those guys that I have in a lot of leagues, but I'm not starting him this week. I need him to do something because I don't even know what this team's going to look like without Murray. What do you think?
Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, I know he's got the injury. Can we trust it? What do you think?
I think this week I would not trust Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think that DK and Tyler Lockett are going to be the main wide receivers catching the ball. You know, he's recovering from an injury. I'm surprised that he's out there, honestly. But the fact that he is doesn't really change my mind on him. You know, maybe he does, but like I said, I don't like to take major risks in week one, and I think Courtland Sutton is the safest player there.
I feel you on that. Courtland Sutton does feel like the safest player there. Again, Jackson Smith and Jigba is a rookie too. Like, I mean, we're pretty sure he's going to be legit, but you know, who knows? You know, we've seen people we were really sure was going to be legit come out and, you know, do nothing. Not that I said he's going to do that. I really believe in this guy, but you never know when it comes to that. The only rookies that I'm starting this week, what, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan, who else? Are you Addison, maybe?
Maybe Addison, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, to me, it's Gibbs and Bijan is the majority of the rookies.
Is like the ones that I'm definitely
like,
sure.
Yeah, I have no problem putting them in the starting position.
Exactly, and I did.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would say Addison is about the only one that creeps past that threshold for me, and it's still iffy to me.
I'm sure there's probably one or two there that we're forgetting. But, yeah, I agree, man. That's the way. But, yeah, man, it was a wild game. I'm so pumped that football is back, my friend. Football is back. And tomorrow we got a full slate of 7 hours commercial-free football. I can't wait, buddy.
No doubt.
Guys, throw your questions down in the comments section. We're answering them live here on the show. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Manscaped. Great guys over there. You can use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You get 20% off, free shipping, get you some ball deodorant, get you something to help keep the boys fresh, and tell them Fourth and Flex sent us.
One thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you've seen, DJ Dallas is listed as the RB2 in Seattle. Now, I'm just saying, you know, Kenneth Walker, baby. Be proud you drafted him.
Yeah. Kenneth Walker.
I mean, Charbonnet's on the three. You know, that means that he's not going to take much work, which I know that, you know, they put those guys on there to sway minds and manipulate him, whatever. But it says something that DJ Dallas is ahead of him.
Well, we did see DJ Dallas in preseason actually do pretty good. But we've seen spurts of great play from DJ Dallas. He's not consistent. And that seems to be the problem. I don't know. Maybe they just don't think Charbonnet's ready. Maybe they don't think he's NFL ready. You know what I mean?
I agree. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was Breece Hall being questionable. He might not play Monday night. So if you have Breece Hall, you know, that's a risk you're going to have to take if you're going to wait on it. Like, you know, maybe you have Dalvin Cook, but, you know, or James Cook, any of the Cook brothers could fill in the slot. But, I feel like he is not going to play. I really think Breece Hall is not going to play Monday. And if that's the case, you should probably pivot now, because other than that, you're not going to have a replacement for him. At least move him into your flex and hope that, you know, maybe you try to find a wide receiver or somebody that could be playing Monday night. But just pay attention to that, because Monday night games, Breece Hall goes down, you don't have a replacement, you're just SOL.
For sure. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us. Subscribe if you are not already. We appreciate it. Mr. Bakes-a-Lot's got one for us. Hey, there you go. Start Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, or Brian Robinson full PPR.
This is easy to me. I think it's Dalvin.
Yeah.
All day. One, like I just said, I don't think Breece Hall is going to play. Even if he does, I think he's going to be very limited to the snap count. And I think Dalvin Cook takes off, man. I think Dalvin Cook has a great night. It's going to be him versus his brother. You know, they're going to really put on a show for each other. And I think Dalvin turns up the heat.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, Dalvin Cook, if Breece Hall is definitely out. I mean, Dalvin Cook's got to be your guy here. Brian Robinson, I just haven't been super impressed by him. I know he had the gunshot wound and all that stuff, but my gut's telling me Dalvin Cook here for sure. And Ignitus Pennyfeather says, DJ Moore or Dotson? I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Yeah, both. I would look and see who else I'm starting, because I like both these guys a lot this week. I still probably lean a little bit more toward DJ Moore, but I love both of these guys. I say move somebody else out of there, start them both up.
Yeah, I like it. I go DJ Moore here, but I agree. I like Dotson as well. I feel like DJ Moore's ceiling is better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like DJ Moore here for sure. He says he can't start both.
I would go DJ Moore if you couldn't start both. But I do think Dotson's going to have a solid week.
Basically, he's just trying to say that he likes both of these guys as a start. But DJ Moore, if he had to pick one.
Yeah.
And damn, I didn't think about them playing Buffalo and James. I know, right? When he said it, it just occurred to me as well that the brothers are playing each other, man. Mm-hmm. Wild. I mean, I thought it was going to take a little while longer than 1 year, you know?
Yeah.
definitely. And then Penny Weather says, thanks. Hey, anytime, brother. Any other questions you have of your lineups, throw it down in the comments, man.
We're how about old Cooper Kupp getting placed on IR, man? That is, especially for those guys that drafted a little bit earlier before the injury news. I mean, you took him in the first round, and now you're out four games, man. That's got to hurt.
I mean, obviously you're going to hold on to this guy because when he comes back, he's going to come back with a vengeance, but it's scary. This is your first round pick here that you that you're just, you know, basically throwing away for a quarter of the season.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've already seen people talking about like what kind of trades they can get for Cooper Kupp. But it's tough to trade him away, in my opinion. I know that he's had injury after injury recently, and it's scary, but it's hard to get rid of a guy who's been a triple crown, you know, triple threat kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But kind of like just to go over some trade ideas that, you know, that I would take for him, you know, mm-hmm. if I had two Cooper Kupp, I would probably trade him for Garrett Wilson straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody would offer that, but that, like, I'm trying to think of a line for a wide receiver that I would draw it at, because it wouldn't be, you know, I don't think I'd take a DJ Moore straight up for Cooper Kupp. I would keep Cooper.
You wouldn't take T. Higgins
either. I would keep Cooper.
Yeah, me too. I would keep Kupp as well.
Amon-Ra, I would probably do that trade.
I don't know if I would be able to let go of Amon-Ra for that.
No, I'm saying like if I had Cooper and somebody offered me Amon-Ra.
I would take that. Yeah. I mean, because who knows, man? I mean, 4 weeks go by, it could still be bad. It could be something that, you know, isn't going to heal that fast, and he could be done for longer. Who knows? Are you trying to think of who?
Yeah, I was thinking Jalen Waddle. I probably would keep Cooper, man.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Mr. Bakesalot says, so who will do better, James Cook or Dalvin Cook, Trey?
I think Dalvin will do better.
Really?
I like them both as a start, but I think Dalvin has a better game.
Man. Yeah, but James has got, like, I mean, he's got the role, dude. He's the dude. Dalvin is, like, coming into a new system. I mean, it's a little iffy. Breece Hall might play, might not. We know they got Zonovan Knight and that other guy. What's his name?
Abu Wabakaku.
That guy who we've seen in preseason do things. So I'm going to go James here. I feel like it's safer.
You're forgetting about one thing.
If you say Damian Williams.
The Jets defense, baby. The Jets defense is so good. Like, I'm worried they're going to – I mean, I don't think they're going to shut Cook down, but I think that the Bills defense is not going to be near as hard on Dalvin as the Jets defense will be on James.
The Bills – don't sleep on the Bills defense. They're all right. Don't sleep on them.
I've been watching Hard Knocks. What can I say?
See, you're letting it affect you, bro. Ignitus Pennyfeather says, I'm deciding between Brandon Cooks and Jamal Williams in my Dynasty League PPR. I'm leaning Jamal for a safe play.
Yeah, I like Jamal. You know, what the rookie's out. All the guys are hurt. Kamara's suspended. I mean, he's going to be the only dude in that backfield. I think volume alone is going to get him value. We don't know how much volume Brandon Cooks is going to have. I think it's going to be a lot. But I know Jamal Williams is going to get a lot. So, yeah, I would definitely lean Jamal.
Yeah, I mean, when all else fails, lean towards a running back. That's kind of my go-to when it comes to that. PPR. I mean, Jamal Williams, I think, is going to get work for sure. Definitely go there. let's see here, man. I'm going to see if I can get one. Start Adam Thielen, who is going to play, or Gabriel Davis.
That's a tough one, man. I'm got to think of the matchup again. Who is Carolina playing?
Falcons.
The Falcons, okay.
And the Jets for Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I think I lean Adam Thielen, man. That Jets defense scares me, dude.
Hey, and we saw Thielen catching balls, man, and doing things in preseason. I really liked it. Seemed like him and Bryce Young kind of had a little bit of a connection going on there, too.
And also, Thielen is listed as the wide receiver one on the depth chart. So, you know, Gabriel Davis is definitely not.
Yep. You're right. You show right. Let's see. Scary Terry or DeAndre Hopkins?
Because of Scary Terry's injury that he was in a walking boot a week ago, I lean DeAndre Hopkins. If he was fully healthy, I would probably go Scary Terry because it's week one and I like the safe pick. But halfway through the year, I think it's DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. I like it. Let's see here. A lot of people are pretty upset about the Darren Waller stuff going on. So, I mean, he was just jumping in the ADP, man. Darren Waller was going earlier and earlier every draft I did. So, what do you think, buddy? Darren Waller, is he going to come back next week?
Well, I mean, you got to hope, you know, that's all you can do when if you drafted him, you know, because like I said, every draft I was in, people were reaching 2 and 3 rounds on Darren Waller. And it's because of the situation he's in. But if he can't stay healthy, it's not going to matter.
Yeah. And look, I've been talking about Khalil Herbert all summer long. Khalil Herbert or Mixon? You got to go Mixon, right?
Yeah, I have to go Mixon. Yeah, I was trying to think of the matchup, but yeah, I'd have to go Mixon.
Mixon, they're playing Cleveland.
Yeah, and then Khalil's playing in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I think I would go Mixon for sure, especially with the matchup. But another guy I want to talk about is Javonte Williams, who I've said all offseason that when these guys come back from these injuries, they're going to be limited like Breece Hall. And all these things coming out from the coaches saying that, you know, they're healthy, they're ready to go week one. And then literally the day before they come out and they're like, they're going to be limited, they're questionable, they might not play. They already said Javonte Williams is going to be on a snap count, you know, even though they said he was fully healthy and ready to go a week ago. Now he's on a snap count. Well, they knew he was going to be on a snap count the whole time, but they just have this weird thing where they like to manipulate people and play mind games. So if you got Javonte Williams, I'd be trying to pivot. Snap count scares me. You know, what if that's 5?
Yeah. I mean, strategy, really. I mean, I don't know about, I mean, I guess it's kind of a mind game. It's kind of manipulation, but hey, I mean, that's what you got to do, man. You got to, you know, use every opportunity you got, man. I learned that one from Belichick.
Exactly.
I love it. Guys, if you got a start and sit, if you got a lineup question, throw it down in the comments. We're answering them live here on the show. What do you think, buddy?
So I just read a clip about Darren Waller. It says his hamstring injury is not believed to be serious, and the Giants are hoping he can play Sunday night versus Dallas. No firm determination yet. Team will likely monitor through the weekend.
So this week he could play?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, he's still questionable. He's not ruled out for the game yet.
I know. I just – bro, I called that one, dude. I called it. Darren Waller is always hurt. He's one of those guys that just injury follows him, man, which, you know, you hate to see that happen to these guys. But Mark Andrews, another one that always seems to be injured. You know, it's scary. When he was rising in the ranks, I did draft him in best ball, so I will say that.
Another thing is that Kenneth Walker has been removed completely from the injury report and is fully cleared for week one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So start that dude up.
I got crap in a mock draft for taking Kenneth Walker because he was on the injury report over Charbonnet.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Shout out to you. You know who you are.
Great, man. Awesome stuff. Well, if we don't have any more questions, buddy, we might have to just call it a night. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, glad we got to get the answers for the guys that were in here, and we appreciate all y'all coming out. Last minute, anybody got any extra questions? You know, we're here, we're chilling, we're answering yours. So let us know real quick, like, for sure.
Yes, sir. And guys, again, don't forget to check out our sponsors, Manscaped.
Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Manscaped. Love those guys. Don't forget to check them out. Don't forget to check out Thrive Fantasy. The games are tomorrow, man. Get your $25 deposit. I mean, throw a little more if you want them to match it. And like you said, dude, there's free money on the table. Saquon, what, rushing over 0.5 yards? That's going to happen. That is going to happen. That's free money. So get on Thrive Fantasy. Use our promo code 4thandflex and get you some money, baby.
Do it.
Do it. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.